Hello again. This is Mad Cane at MadCane.com on June 23rd, 2005. Today's topic is Senator Frist and John Bolton's UN nomination. The John Bolton UN nomination saga would be funny were it not so pathetic. In the latest episode, Senator Bill Frist announces that Bolton's nomination is dead, then meets with George Bush, then announces that it's not dead after all. You'd think that a doctor would be better at diagnosing. Then again, Dr. Frist was the senator who video-diagnosed the blind Terry Schiavo as responsive to visual stimuli. But getting back to the Bolton nomination, it's time for my latest limerick. The doctor-turned-senator Bill said John Bolton's appointment was killed. But then Bush buttonholed him, demanding John Bolton. Now Bill claims that appointment's just ill. Back in March and April of this year, I wrote two song parodies about the Bolton nomination. Unfortunately, the music I use isn't in the public domain, so I can't sing them for you without paying a licensing fee. So I'll have to just sing a couple of lines of each as a teaser. My most recent Bolton song parody uses the Mary Tyler Moore Show theme and is called Who Can Turn the World Off with a Snarl. Who mistreats his staff? Who's filled with bile? Who can take a lovely day and suddenly ruin it with hate so vile? That's it for the teaser. And now the other song parody is sung to Carolina in the Morning, and it's called Nothing's More Revolting Than Dub's Nominee John Bolton. Nothing's more insulting than a nominee named Bolton to the UN. Nothing's more revolting than that hawkish man named Bolton at the UN. Okay, that's the end of that teaser. You can find links to both song parodies in the latest entry of my Notables blog. Just go to madcane.com, click on my Notables weblog, and look for my June 23rd, 2005 entry. That's all for today. So long for now, and thanks for listening.